This is Talk Memphis with Ken, Bev, and Andrew on News Talk FM 98.9 WKIM.
Joining us from the Beacon Center of Tennessee, that is one of the Republican think tanks in the state, is Justin Owen. Justin, thanks for joining us here on Talk Memphis today.
Thank you so much, Ken and Andrew. It's a pleasure.
You wanted to discuss this idea of repealing the death tax here in Tennessee. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Tennessee is one of a dwindling number of states that impose this tax, and for us, we view this as immoral. It's economically devastating for our state, and it's fiscally irresponsible. So we think that it's time for our state legislature to do away with it.
Well, we'll do this for me and for us. Explain to our audience, you inherit some money, and then you got to pay additional taxes, and other taxes have already been paid on it. Explain to us so that it makes sense.
Sure. You know, you pay taxes all your life, whether it's property taxes or sales taxes, income taxes. You save frugally, and you want to pass what you've saved on to your family members, but when you pass away, they're going to get hit with a significant tax. Now, it does only apply to estates worth more than $1 million, mm-hmm. and that sounds like a lot of money, but when you consider a person's home, vehicles, land, other property, including their life insurance, you can get to $1 million pretty quickly. And what we found is that you hear this notion that it's just the mega millionaires that pay it, but they really don't, because they move out of our state. They move to places like Florida, where they don't have to pay a death tax when they pass away. Those that stay here and wind up paying it are your cash-poor farmers, your small business owners who have all their money tied up in the farm or the family-owned business, and so it's extremely difficult for their families to pay a significant tax in the tens of thousands of dollars just when they pass away, and so they wind up having to sell off part of the farm or lay off employees in order to pay that tax.
Justin Owen is our guest. He is the Beacon Center of Tennessee. It's a Republican conservative think tank here in the state of Tennessee. Wants to repeal the state tax. At $1 million, Justin, what's the percentage of what somebody would pay on a...
At the base level, it's 4.5% of their estate, and then it goes all the way up to 9.5% at the highest level. And, of course, this is the state-level tax on top of the federal death tax, so it's really a double whammy.
So the argument here is that sometimes people who have to pay this don't have the liquid cash and then have to liquidate the farm, liquidate whatever asset that caused them to go over $1 million.
That's right. We've seen this occur across the state, and we've just highlighted the stories of just two farmers who were impacted by this in a publication called Splitting the Farm, which you can find on our website at beacontn.org. And they are both in situations where all of their assets are tied up in the farm, and when their father passes away, when they pass away, it's going to be very difficult to pass this on. And it sends a terrible message to Tennesseans. This tax policy literally encourages them to squander what they have today, lest the government confiscate it tomorrow. And in addition to that, it's really difficult to create wealth and generate a job creation here. We actually published a study by Dr. Art Laffer, who's a former advisor to President Reagan, and he found that had Tennessee eliminated our death tax a decade ago, our economy would have been some 14% larger than it is now. We would have created 200,000 more jobs over that time period. We would have kept a significant number of investors and job creators here in Tennessee. And they're not just moving to Florida because Florida has sunny, warm weather. They have an inviting tax policy, too, and we need to change that to be more competitive with states like Florida.
Well, is the state legislature, what are their feelings about this? Are they ambivalent about it, or are they being receptive to your proposal?
It's actually gaining traction. The governor originally said that he had some fiscal concerns with moving forward to repeal this tax, but we articulated and others articulated that, in fact, we're losing money from this because when you drive people away, you're driving a tax base away as well. If you kept wealthy people here, they're going to buy houses here and pay property taxes. They're going to buy other items and pay sales taxes. They're going to invest in businesses and pay business taxes. So you can actually bring in more money in other areas by cutting this tax. So the state legislature seized on that and saw these opportunities and said this is the right thing to do, and has since amended the governor's proposal to tweak the law a little bit in an effort to fully repeal the tax come 2016, and that that bill is now moving through the state legislature.
Yeah, that's an uphill battle because most states are struggling right now with their budget, don't necessarily want to cut free of any kind of revenue right now. You certainly have a challenge in front of you. Justin, many thanks for joining us. Before we let you go, does your think tank, the Beacon Center of Tennessee, do they have a stand on the Stand Your Ground law that is in the state of Tennessee and certainly coming under focus in Florida?
We actually don't. We just focus on mostly economic issues, things like taxes and education policy and healthcare policy. So we haven't had a chance to look at that and take a position on that quite yet.
Justin, we thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That's Justin Owen. He is part of the Beacon Center of Tennessee, the conservative think tank here in the state of Tennessee, and they want to repeal
the death tax.
Yeah, the death tax, or estate tax, as some people called it.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that, though. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Oh.
Keeping it Memphis. This is Talk Memphis with Ken, Bev, and Andrew on News Talk FM 98.9.